I am hoping today that where you have your computer and where you are listening to this particular meditation, you are also close to your pantry or the shelves or the drawers where you keep your food. Turn up the volume on your computer if you can, and I'd like to invite you to walk over to your pantry or, again, to simply a shelf where you keep the food that you eat. Obviously, you look at this pantry every day as you cook, but I'd like to ask you to look at this pantry in a different way, to this shelf where you actually keep your food. So walk over now. I know this sounds like something that's not related to the symptoms of Parkinson's, but as I'm suggesting to you this week, I believe it has a profound impact. Open up the drawer or open up the door or open up the door of the pantry and look inside. Focus on one section. You may have a large area where you keep food, so just focus on one area as you turn on the light, if you need to turn on the light, and ask yourself, what food is here that's been hanging on this shelf for a long, long time? What's been sitting here waiting to be processed in one way or another? Look to see what's there. Is there any food on your shelf that's been there for months and months and months? Is there any expired food? Check it out. Look. Is there any food that you bought and thought, oh, I'd really like to have this to eat, but have never really eaten it? Check it out. Look at the items in that small section where you are now focusing. It's not really a question of, is the food organized? It's a question of, what's there? Is this food that came into the pantry last week or a few days ago and that's going out onto the dinner table in a few days or tonight? Or is this food that's been hanging in there on the shelves for months and months or perhaps years or years or perhaps decades and decades? What's really there? What needs to be cleared out? What needs to be put into the garbage? What needs to be fed to the birds? What needs to be given away to a food bank? Leave the food that you plan on eating sometime soon. Is the food that you're looking at live food or is it dead food? Is the food you're looking at food that you really do want to put into your body? Or is this actually not food at all? Take action now. And taking action means identifying something there in that section of your shelf or pantry or drawer that you don't intend on ever eating and disposing of it in some way, which means giving it to a food bank, giving it to the birds, giving it to the animals, giving it to a neighbor, throwing it into the trash, but clearing out the stuck clutter that is residing in that corner of your pantry. Take action now as we talk. It's not a question of planning to do something later in the day or later in the week. It's a question of taking action now. Something that you see there that needs to be addressed. Not a question of reorganizing it or straightening it out. It's a question of deciding what to do about energy that is stuck in the flow. You started this. It's there for some reason. It was given to you. You purchased it. But it has not yet concluded. There's no conclusion to what is residing there on your shelf or in your pantry. It's just hanging there, clogging up your neural networks. Take action now. It's not a question of taking the rest of the day to clear out your pantry. It's a question of taking action now. Just one item is all that you need to take action on. Taking that item, whatever it might be, and taking action on it, which means throwing it away, giving it away, either to a human or to an animal, or eating it yourself. Clearing out the flow feels delicious. Robert Rogers, and this, of course, is Parkinson's Recovery. Have a delicious day.